invited, everybody. This is Cameron Ford with Zach Burhans, and we will be talking to you today about the Buffalo Bills and what they are going to be doing this season. We're going to break down every single game and give you our predictions on their record and the wins and losses for each game. So we'll start out here with week one. Zach, talk to us a little bit about week one.
Well, this is kind of a rematch from last year's week one. It's Bills versus the Jets. Last year, it was in MetLife Stadium. Yep. And the Jets lost 17-16 due to a missed extra point. Such a Jets thing to do, just to miss an extra point in the
and
first
they came
quarter.
Back, and the Bills had to come back from it.
That's right. It was 16-0 going into the fourth or late third, and then it became 17-16. Yep. And I think the Bills win this game.
Yeah,
but if you look at all time records, like for season openers, Jets versus Bills, they're tied 2-2.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you know. I do think being at home is going to help with that, and having a home game to start up the season after we've been without sports for so long for their season opener, that's going to be a little crazy, and I think Bills Mafia is going to be ready for it. So,
for sure.
Moving on to week two, we will be at the Dolphins at 1 o'clock. So I personally think that they'll be winning that game as well, and I just see that. I just don't think the Dolphins will be ready. Tua, with the whole offense, they're just going to be struggling. It's week two, so I think that they got many problems.
The Bills start 2-0 in the league and in the division.
Okay.
You know, beating the Jets, beating the Dolphins, a good way to start in case for tiebreakers.
Yep, exactly. And then week three, they're going to go on to face the Rams at 1 o'clock, and we had a little bit of debating here because I picked that they will beat the Rams at home. I think the Rams will still not figure out their run game. As we said in the Patriots podcast, I don't think they'll have it that early and things will be established. So that's why I think the Bills are going to come out with this. We'll be able to get Zach Moss in there. I think we'll be able to already be using Stephon Diggs after these first 2 weeks. I think our offense is going to be clicking. Our defense was fine last year. We lost Shaq Lawson, but now we have AJ Epenesa. Everything's going to be fine. I think that they pull out the win against the Rams.
I mean, fair, it's at home against a Rams team without Todd Gurley. Mm-hmm. But this is still a Rams team that has Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and Jared Goff. And then Tyler Higbee is one of their big tight ends. And their defense is still not a bad defense. I think this is a game that the Rams need to win early to establish themselves.
Right.
And I just think it's one of those games, it's going to be close. It's going to be like a 24-21 game. And
Toss-up?
It's a toss-up that I just feel the Rams have the edge. I don't know why. And I think because the Los Angeles fans in general are more Rams fans than they are Chargers fans.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that plays a factor that more Rams fans are willing to travel to Buffalo to be supporting at this game.
I wouldn't if I were them, but it's up to them. Another place you used to not want to go to was the Raiders, but now they're in Las Vegas, and that's our next week at week four, 4 o'clock game in Las Vegas. I'm going to try to get to that game if they allow fans to come, but either way, I see them pulling the W out. I mean, the Bills are going to take advantage of the people being able to bet there in Las Vegas and really being able to pull off some shockers, win people some money, and that just seems like what they're going to do, and I see them pulling it off in Las Vegas.
I agree. I think the Bills win, but it is one of those games that, like, we don't know how the Raiders fans are going to be in Las Vegas. And this being so early, like, is the Black Hole Nation really, are they going to be there? Oakland, are they still loyal fans?
It'll be interesting to see that. And I think we'll even see that for the first 3 weeks. And that'll kind of be able to give us more of a representation and how, if it's going to be another one of those, I mean, we used to know in Oakland, nobody wanted to show up there because it was so dangerous, but it's not the same area, so it'll be interesting to see. But then they go on a week five, and they have to play the Tennessee Titans at the Titans, and I was there last year at the game when the Bills beat the Titans. I know that the quarterback situation wasn't where they wanted it, but I still feel as though, and I'll tell you, being at the game, there are so many, it was probably about 50-50 Bills and Titans fans. Bills fans travel well anyway.
A lot of blue jerseys is what I'm hearing.
Yes, there was. But there was a lot of just Buffalo fans in general, and I went to a tailgate there, partied up. It was nuts.
I was about to say, how many tables were broken?
There were a lot. They actually brought in brown tables. They were wooden tables, and with the intention of us not being able to break them, but of course they lived on, and there we just kept it going, and it didn't matter. So I see the Bills winning this one too, because I've watched You know, I will remember going to the game last year, and the atmosphere is about the same, so I just don't see anything changing, really.
See, I have the Titans winning this one. This is a revamped Tennessee team. Ryan Tannehill is in charge of this offense with Derrick Henry, Corey Davis, and now they have, like, Malcolm Butler on defense. You know, they're a stacked team. Right. This is a team at home against the Bills team. It's going to be, again, another close game, but I think the Titans edge this one by week five.
I think if we can I mean, I don't see us shutting down Derrick Henry. I don't see anybody doing that. But if I think if we can limit the amount of yards he can get per run, and I think that if we can, because basically we had, you know, we can figure out Tannehill. If we can basically shut down Derrick Henry and our defense can do that, which I do see them doing, I think we could win it. But
I think it's going to be a close game.
Yep. So moving on to week six with the Chiefs at 8:20. This is where I had my Bills going down. Unfortunately, I felt like we started out 5-0, and then I feel like we go down just at home against the Chiefs. I mean, it's going to be a late game. It's going to be awesome.
It's prime time
game. But so, I mean, we might show up, and it'll be interesting. This was what, in the other podcast, you said that we could, you know, I know you're hoping that we'd be in a special.
I feel like you can because it's Sunday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
In Buffalo, New York.
Mm-hmm. And the fans are going to be ready. It's going to be crazy playing against the former Super Bowl champs.
But primetime Patty Mahomes is just not the same as 425.
And we saw Patrick that Josh Mahomes. Allen primetime is pretty good. So that could be great. So but it could be.
I think it is a loss, though.
Yeah, but it could be a toss-up. It's still one of those. So then we go at the Jets at 1 o'clock. And after beating the Jets, I still feel like we're going to win that one. I don't see the Jets coming back from it. And honestly, with how close these teams are, I mean, it's probably like a 5-hour difference for the drive or something like that. But I just feel like the Jets aren't going to be able to pull it off. I feel as though Bills fans are still going to travel well to the Jets, and I think we'll take them down in MetLife. So
see, it's where we disagree, because the Jets and the Bills have split in the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then the four years ago, the Jets swept y'all. Mm-hmm. And I understand there's not a definite wide receiver number one on this Jets team. But there's
Is at the Bills now, though.
Right. But there's still Sam Darnold and Le'Veon Bell. Mm-hmm. And their defense with Jamal Adams. Jamal Adams is nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Jets pull this one off at home. I think they split again this year. You know, they lose week one, they come back week seven.
Okay. And then we move on to the Patriots at home, and I see us beating the Pats. I see that happening this year. I don't see the Pats being able to hang with the Bills this year, and that's my personal preference. It's at home. It's a 1 o'clock game, which debatably should be a later game. But
and it's the midway point, too, week eight.
Yep, and that could be the turning point, too. And I think if beating the Patriots, that'll be something that really gives them a big spark. And you feel like it does have a spark because you had them winning the next game against the Seahawks.
I do. Week 9, Bills-Seahawks. You have the Bills losing this game.
I do, yeah.
I think the Bills come out and they upset. At this point, I think it's an upset. They upset the Seahawks.
Especially after being the Patriots, that would be a great thing for them. And I did have them losing this one just realistically, but I will say I've been at Bills Stadium many a times, and it's rowdy. I remember going when they played Aaron Rodgers and the Packers and a safety near the end of the game, and it's just – it's loud, it's obnoxious, and it gets in a lot of quarterbacks' heads. We'll see if it gets in Russell Wilson's.
Exactly.
So, moving on, we played at the Cardinals, and this was something that this one was kind of a toss-up for me when I was thinking about it, but at the end of the day, I kind of felt as though if I had to give us a loss, this would be
the
one
Cardinals,
I had to give us.
Right.
Because they did so good in the offseason, and they're going to have a great team.
See, I also think the Bills lose this game, not only because it's in Arizona. They just went up, you know, in my opinion, they lose to the Jets. Then they beat the Patriots, and then they go all out against the Seahawks.
Yeah, they will.
I think they're going to be a little fatigued, and I think that's where the Cardinals are the ultimate opportunists.
That's where they're going to have to strike, yeah.
Yep.
Now, then we had them at the week 11, and they had the bye.
That's what's great. You know, you're tired, you're fatigued.
Right, that's
you
perfect
rest.
Timing. Absolutely. And then we go on and play at home against the Chargers, and I think that'll help you guys out, and I think we'll beat the Chargers on the 1 o'clock game. I just don't think that Justin Herbert's going to be ready for Bills Mafia being there, and he's just going to be a little shocked and he'll kind of fall under pressure, and that's my opinion. But
I think he falls under pressure, but it's also a week 12 game. I think he's going to eventually – Actually, here's what I think. I don't think Herbert starts until like week 9.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be one of his first big games.
Right, right. So I think so too.
It's one of those things that it's hard to put these rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah, because we don't know when they're going to be put into the lineup. Right. Being thrown into the fire.
We are thinking Tua comes in week 1.
Mm-hmm.
Because
just because of their situation.
It's not
going to
be Fitzpatrick.
I kind of think that with the Chargers, but you never know what's in the head over there. So
I think Tyrod starts week 1 for the Chargers, but we'll get to the AFC West.
Yeah. I'd love to see Tyrod back in Buffalo and bring him back. But then we go on to week 13. They play at the 49ers on Monday Night Football. And that one's going to be a absolute... I don't think they're going to kill us or anything, but I think it'll be a shootout. But I do see, unfortunately, us going down just because... From what I saw the 49ers last year with their defense and just being able to stay with us, it's going to be tough.
The 49ers, they are on a mission mm-hmm. this year.
Oh, yeah, they blew it last year.
Exactly. In late season, the 49ers should be a hard team to win.
I agree. Against. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and then we move on to week 14 against the Steelers. We played last year I think it was Monday Night Football against the Steelers, and we beat them at Pittsburgh. So... Now we got them on Sunday Night Football at home.
How about that? Back-to-back primetime
against the Steelers. Yeah, I know.
General, 49ers, yeah. Steelers, back-to-back.
I know, it's great. But I tell you what, I think that'll be a good boost for us just because bringing them in and having – if we kick their butts and just having the Pittsburgh Steelers go down for that, that'll be amazing. I really think that that's going to be one of the biggest things. And – going off of that, I don't really see the Steelers being able to upset us.
I don't think so either. This next team.
Yeah, I know you do. But
Week 15, baby.
At the Broncos. That's the only game on our schedule. We don't know the day.
It's the 19th or 20th. We don't know what time it's happening. Yeah, but I'll tell you the result.
Yeah.
Denver wins. Well, at home in Mile High Stadium.
I still think we're going to win, but that's something we're going to agree to disagree.
Week 15,
we'll
baby.
Be texting each other a lot during that game. That's
or not
sure.
at all.
Or, yeah.
I know the Bills won last year, but we had Brandon Allen as our quarterback.
Yeah, I know. Well, you never know what happens with Locke. I mean, I wish him the best. Listen.
We are locked and loaded.
So, then we move on to Week 16 against the Patriots on Monday Night Football. That's where I think that defines our season by that win and just shows our dominance. And you have them losing.
I think this is a loss for the Bills. But I have reason for it. It's not because I hate you.
I mean, I do, but that's not why.
Right. I want the Bills to win as many games as possible because that means the Patriots don't win the division.
That's right. That's right.
But
yeah.
If you just look at how these cards fold out, right? Week 16, do or die situation. In Gillette Stadium, mm-hmm. primetime game on Monday Night Football. Patriots win this game.
All right, if you say so. We got at the end. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, but then at the end, we both agreed that they play the Dolphins at home and win it out. So that's where we have. I have the Bills going 11-5. After all, added up together with that,
and I have them 8-8. But 8-8 winning the AFC. 8-8 wins it, baby.
Well,
you're like,
both have them winning it.
It's
so.
The East, you know. I mean, NFC, AFC, 8-8 is good enough.
So please tell us what you guys think, Bills Mafia. I really felt that.
Attack me.
Bring it. Yeah, no, I really think that this is going to be a solid season for the Bills. This is where things change. This is where we take control of the AFC East, and this is where we win it. So thanks for listening, and have a great rest of your day, and tune in with us next time on Mike's Divided.